crowdfunding and developing. So we started contributing and creating our own instances. So what's the matter with the central and private platform? So first of all, there is only one home. So to go there, you have to apply to the law of the country, to the law of where the platform is operating, to the policy that the platform is putting in place. Okay, so there's a lot of censorship. Second, those platforms, they are made for profit. So they have to make money to please their investors. And the pretty much only way to do it is to put ads. And it really made the user experience very bad. In order to maximize the profit, they have to use an algorithm. And that's the platform which will choose what you can see and what you must see in order to make money. Also, when we talk about events, there is a big problem on ergonomics. Those platforms, most of the time, they are made for posting. And
excuse me, could I just ask, check it on your mic, on your kit? Is it green?
It's not green.
Can
we
turn
it on?
So,
there we go.
You had the third drawing, so it should be okay.
I'm so sorry, but there we go.
So, sorry for people who have only the lips. But what I'm seeing is that centralized platforms are not that good. I'm explaining why, and we will see why mobilism could be a good alternative. So I was speaking about the ergonomic of those platforms. Most of the time, they are done for posting contents. They are not made for events, and events are very particular. There are dates, there is location, there are also audience on who can attend and not, and the searchability is really bad. So I don't know how you manage, but you have to follow very specific people and scrut for events at your local hackerspace or something. So you have to be very careful. You can't really search, you can bookmark, so you can't really easily send what you have found to your friends. And they have to go to the platform again and search again. And also there's a lot of fragmentation. So if you are on a social network, you are not on another. By that, you can't share content. And also, they lack a lot of interoperability. They don't play anything for it. And it's very uneasy to add content to, for example, to your agenda. So last year, Framasoft stepped aside from the project, and we offered them to take over the maintenance. And we've been financially supported by NLNet for this challenging transition. So we thank them a lot. Now, after a year, we are here in front of you. What? It's still the same.
Yeah.
the next one will come. Thank you. So we are very glad to be there in front of the first dam to speak about mobilism, to share with you all our ambition for the future. And we really want to build this roadmap with the community. We have a lot of users, we have a lot of instance owners, and we want to build the next steps with them, along with all the Fediverse ecosystem. And so first of all, Alex is going to present you what is mobilism for the users, and then I'll take over to explain how it works. And then finally, we'll share with you our ambition for the future.
Okay. So I will drive you through the main features of mobilism that you might not know. Mobilism's our websites. Basically, on the homepage, you find a local agenda. And then you can search and dive for more content. You will find, so you can search for events based on lots of criteria, per date, per location. Location is quite a key feature. And you can also search for activities, like for instance, if you look for a yoga class or anything that lasts all year long, you can find it there as well, and local groups. So events, so you can publish them. You can share them on social medias and email them. You can also publish activities, as I said, that last all year long. You can search by location, by keywords, by dates, and also by categories. You can manage participation to events. Users will get notified by email, for instance, if there is a change. And also there are possibilities that events get automatically published that Steph will explain a bit more. Then you have groups. So you can create groups for several things. So first, groups have a public page where they can post content. So you can post events or activities from a group. And you can also create posts like news or information related to the group. You can manage group members, and they will have access to some private content. There's something like a small forum. You can share links to documents and also have private events. And the groups, they have their own ICS feed and RSS feed. So you can follow group news like that. So if you understood, so Mobilizons are websites that we call instance. Instance administrator, they can create their own website with their own visual identity. They will also define rules, terms, and conditions, and who can register. So it can be open for anybody to register and post, or it can be a little bit more private, where they choose which users can join. They are responsible for moderation of users and content. And they are also the one that will choose which instance to federate with, which one to follow, or which ones can follow them. So there are quite some dozens of instances. You have the full list of the ones that self-registers themselves on this website. As example, I listed a few. So there is one, a Qu'est-ce qu'on fait one, for family and kids. There are some from activist movements. We have some in various countries. For instance, there is Mobilizons Italy. We have a university that chose to have a Mobilizons website for their events. Some local agenda, like for a city or an area. And yeah, there is quite a great variety of them in all the world, and it's available in 20 languages. And they can federate with each other. So what it means is that one instance will follow another one, and it will retrieve automatically all its content. So all the groups and events posted on one instance will be also visible on the other the instance that follows it. And you need to accept, of course, that other instances follow you. That's it. We'll dive
a little bit more, maybe. I hand over to Steph.
So, how it works. So, I will probably explain activity pub for the 10th time in the day, and maybe the best one, but I will try to do my best. So, if you want to build a federated distributed service, you need a protocol to agree on. So, everyone knows email, SMTP for email, and GSM for mobile. For the Fediverse, we mainly have ActivityPub. So this schema is taken from ActivityPub.rocks. Probably all of you knows about it. But the main concepts are that an actor has an inbox and an outbox. So every time you subscribe to something, you receive new content on the inbox. And every time you want to post something to others, you push it to the outbox. So pretty simple, like explained before, it's a mailbox. What it means that it's federated, it's that we, first of all, we enable those kind of use case where people can talk together even if they belong to different service providers. So you can think about two instances of Mobilizon, but also one instance of Mobilizon and one instance of Mastodon, for example. And also that we accept on one instance the content and the identity of someone coming from another instance. So those two aspects, sharing content and federated identity, is key to our federated service and distributed platform. So when you want to provide a service in the open, it's key to have interoperability. And for example, on Mobilizon, so the main obvious one is ActivityPub. So what is interoperability? It's enabling services to talk together and to understand themselves. So ActivityPub, it allows Mobilizon to be able to be interoperable with all the Fediverse, so Mastodon, Pleroma, PixelFed, PeerTube, and so on, but also with tools that have not been built for the Fediverse explicitly, but that are now adopting this protocol to share content. So there are some plugins for WordPress, also for Nextcloud, and dozens of other open source projects. For Mobilizon, we have a private API that is in GraphQL. So for people not familiar with this technology, it's a bit more, elaborated than REST. So you can query the whole graph of objects that we have in our model. So for example, an actor and all its events, an event and all its comments, etc., etc. So this is very hard to implement, and we haven't done it ourselves, and there are frameworks to do that. But on the other side, it's very easy to develop new clients. So for example, so Mobilizon, it's a progressive web app that is also provided with the project, but there are other tools that we can plug on it. For example, you can write some script in Python and importing automatically some events in the platform. That's what we do with some open data informations. We also have a side project, which is the Mobilizon importer that will allow you to make a bridge between Facebook. I think Eventbrite is managed, so private platform. You can take the content and put it on a Mobilizon instance. And also you can import like an ECS that is published by any website, and regularly all the new events will be pushed to your Mobilizon instance. So, and I'm pretty sure that most of the language have the client side implementation of GraphQL, so it's very easy. We have also some minor interoperability. Thanks to iCalendar, you can have the event pushed to your calendar application like Thunderbird. And for all the posts, they are published as an RSS feed, so you can have it in any news feed. So on the left, you have more the read and write, and on the right, you have read-only protocols. So what do we use to do all of that? So we have a bunch of protocols to implement. I did OpenID Connect for the authentication. All the others have been mentioned before. So we have we've based our code base on Pleroma like 5 years ago. So maybe it has diverged a lot, but it was a great accelerator to kickstart the project, and the technology. So we need a framework, a web framework. So it's not Django, it's not Ruby on Rails, but it's Phoenix. It's based on a very nice language, which is Elixir. Looks a lot like Ruby, but it's on top of the Erlang Open Telecom platform. So the Open Telecom platform, if you don't know it, it's what is used in the telecom, like it says, and also on WhatsApp. And each time you want billions of people talking together, you have the Open Telecom platform behind. For the persistence, we use Postgre. And for the front end, we use Vue.js and TypeScript. We glue everything with a lot of libraries, and then everything is working, so you are, you can come and contribute. It will be easy. Since we want people to be able to self-host, we have we try to make things easy for people at least running on Linux, and you have some package for Docker, for Debian, Fedora. You have package, I don't know if it's well maintained, but you have a package for Unhost. Thank you very much. And if you have something more exotic, you can still build from source, but at least you have all those packages that will help you to go fast. This one I will be very quick, but like I said, we didn't want qu'est-ce qu'on fait to be empty when you come on the platform. So we use the open data from our government. It's mainly in France, but we have probably 200,000 events in the France at any time. So if you go to a small village, you will have at least some events for your next weekend. So that's it for the technical part, and I hand over Alex for the future.
So we are done with icons. So as Steph said, we have been granted funds by NLNet last year. It was for this year, right, 2024, which was great. So we could transition from Framasoft to maintaining ourselves. And what we did is that we upstreamed what had been developed aside of the main branch. That was really great to have that support, and also skilled developers that jumped in. Now we can look forward and think of what we want to do next, develop new features, so in 2025 and beyond. We'd like everybody to be able to use Mobilizon and create local and thematic instances. So our dream would be that anywhere in the world when there's a local initiative, it's on Mobilizon, either because it's created there or brought there by interoperability. But if we just start with our neighborhood or nearby streets, that's good. So we'd like to offer hosting services and develop the community of users and contributors, and also to define what to do with the new grant we got from NLNet to go forward. We'd like to involve mostly instance administrator, but also end users, to give their ideas and help together to define what's the most meaningful to deliver to the community, basically refine and prioritize the backlog and funnel it a little bit, because we know we cannot do at once everything we would like to do. So there are two things we'd like to do, is to improve the quality. So as quality, I think of UX, accessibility, performance, fixing bugs, improving the tests and the security. And then there are the features we would like to develop as well. And we'll see also what comes up from the other people that we'll have on the change advisory board that we're trying to build. So we have an open call for that. So what we've been thinking of, and that we'll, and also we received as feedback from the community that would be nice to have, would be to be able to link groups with one another, so they can kind of federate groups with one another, and also display events that come from other groups and not only from your own. Improve participation management, so take multiple places to an event and manage a waiting list. Enable group members to see who participates to group events, that's not there yet. Have a new search dimension that would be for the audience, for whom is the event. Enable instance administrator to moderate user account creation for spam, and also in case you don't want to open registration to everybody. Enable instance admin also to manage a bit more the homepage, and be able to pin posts and events or groups on the homepage. Have some kind of instance wall, so not wall of people, but wall of the instance with everything that is new, like a news feed for the instance, new posts, new events, new groups created. A small one have mobile apps available on stores. And also we would like to have auto-generated newsletter, either at instance level, like all this like here are the upcoming events for the two coming weeks, for instance, or maybe at group level, like if we can make that, we can make that a group, we just have to post their events and it comes in somebody's mailbox. And least but big, we would like to improve federation so that we can, so for now, if one instance follow another one, it receives all the content. Sometimes it's relevant, sometimes not. So we would like to enable instance to only share a selection of events. So maybe we should have the instance administrator that decides which instances he federates with that are open to communicate with each other. And then it could be like users that push content on the other instance or on the other way around that pulls what's interesting for them. So we would love to have this kind of organic growth of instance content. But that's quite a big change. There are lots of use cases to consider. And also we need users and instance administrators to keep in control. We really think it would be like a really valuable thing to have in Mobilizon that makes it maybe more interesting than mainstream websites that exist today. And yeah, it's this part is exciting. So I hope you have a good feeling now about Mobilizon. If you want to support it, there are two things you can do that are very easy. It's communicate about it and use it. So you can think of what you can do, maybe talk to one person about Mobilizon after you leave, and maybe find an instance you would like to, you can post on. There are many available, and post an event just to try out.
Thanks.
So we have one question. We've got one question online, and I know there's people in the audience that want to ask questions as well. So I'm going to ask you to find the somewhere else because we'll want to move on after this. So the question I have from Matrix is, what about attendance information for the events? If I sign up to an event, will that be public information?
No, currently, if you want, you say you want to participate into an event, it's not a public information.
Okay, so that's not public. No. So thank you so much for coming and talking about Mobilizon. That was something that I wanted to know about as well, so it's great. Thank you all for your patience. I know that we've had very tight scheduling. We honestly had so much great content that Evan and I were really struggling to figure out how we could fit the talks together. So we really appreciate everybody moving in and out and bearing with us that we haven't had really as great time for questions that we would have liked. But do come along to the Birds of a Feather group session tomorrow. Do come along to the social hour tomorrow evening if you can. Find folks in around FOSDEM. Look them up on the Fediverse. Ask questions. This is great.
Thank you very much.